has the draconian effects that some have suggested. But like Senator Donnelly, I guess I am willing at this point to just move the thing on in the process. As you said, it has a long ways yet to go. And at the same time, to entertain, as Senator Ellis has suggested, alternative legislation, should this not proceed through the process, to submit on behalf of the committee the Buckley legislation as an independent piece of legislation, if in fact this one dies or isn't making it, and also to seriously take a look at excluding wildlife management, which also takes a constitutional amendment to do that. That alone might find a greater level of support around here as opposed to the current legislation. So I'm willing to take that aspect also. But at this point, I think we've pretty well exhausted the testimony. We've had a couple hearings on it, and we've listened to everyone, as far as I know, across the state, and listened to their comments. And as you said, they've been very good comments. It's an interesting debate. But I would just as soon move the matter on and would entertain a motion to do so.
Chairman, do we have a title change resolution proposed?
We don't, but it will take one on 45. Is it here? I didn't see it either, looking through the file. Oh, they're clipped together?
We can move the resolution first.
I think we need to move the resolution first and then to move the bill.
Mr. Chairman, I like the way you characterize this. We really do have three distinct goals, I guess, and I don't disagree with all three of them, if they should be separate or whatever, but what I look at right now is what Representative Williams brought before us, and that was the inequities of the petition process in his district. And I think it's too big an issue just to blow off and say, well, that's too bad because that's where you live. And we don't do that. We're actually being forced by courts to take other actions for people based upon geographical locations. And on this one, we're saying it doesn't matter. And I just think that's a real tragedy and a shame for government to even have something before us that has to be corrected.
Do you have the resolution?
I'm looking for it.
So I'll move House Bill 45, HJR-7, with the accompanying resolution for changing the title, Uniform Rules, out of committee with individual recommendations accompanying the customer.
Object.
There is objection raised. Further discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Senator Ellis first, then I'll go to you, Senator Donnelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I really hope that folks watching this process here in the legislature and beyond will view this in the proper context. I don't think this is an isolated incident. It's more one piece of what I think is a very disturbing trend of legislators who become frustrated with signatures on a ballot initiative or the outcome of the ballot initiative, coming to Juneau and using their position in the majority to rewrite the will of the people, or to outright overturn the will of the people.
Mr. Chairman, we're doing this based upon some group of people coming down here on biology or anything else.
Mr. Chairman, I object.
Well, understood. Thank you very much for those comments. If you could address the specifics of the bill, I'd appreciate it, Senator Ellis.
Mr. Chairman, I think this bill is one more in a trend of this legislature to try, when they don't agree with the will of the people, through the ballot box to overturn those decisions, to make it more difficult to petition the government or to rewrite the will of the people here in this legislative process. I think most people, when you talk to them, find that offensive, and I believe it's an abuse of power. So I think there's a larger context in which to view this. It's just one item in what I think is a very negative and disturbing trend. Mr. Jacobus said it very well when he said that no one can adequately justify a constitutional amendment to restrict the initiative power of the people. It will end up being another massive embarrassment to the Republican legislators and the Republican Party. If this constitutional amendment is placed on the ballot, there will be massive criticism across the entire political spectrum. And I think the materials that we've received and the testimony that we've received from folks of all different kinds of political views attest to that fact. All political power is inherent in the people under the Alaska Constitution, and to restrict that in any way is obnoxious to me and to lots of folks in the state. Mr. Kalinka, the property tax initiative, I think a lot of those folks who have had a taste of their first involvement in the petition process will see this as a very obnoxious piece of legislation for them, that the reaction of the legislature, whether it's intended or not, a lot of those people will say, oh, I signed a petition to limit property taxes in this state. A whole thousands of Alaskans did all across this state. And the first thing the legislature does, and it will seem to them that the timing is very suspect.
Point of order, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman, it was not all across the state. I've already entered into the record that it was not down in Ketchikan or six districts in proportion to where it was in other districts.
Understood.
Mr. Chairman, that's really not a point of order.
Understood.
Basis
go ahead.
Objection. I understand that people are very sensitive about what's about to happen here, but they should be. I think a lot of those people who signed that property tax limitation initiative will think the first reaction of the legislature is to limit their petition rights in this state. And, you know, I just think it will contribute to the growing cynicism that's been created around here by these kinds of actions, and I strongly object.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. Senator Donnelly?
I just want to state for the record, I do not pass on both pieces of legislation at this time. I'm not convinced that these are the right thing to do, but I do respect the motives of the sponsor. I think he's made a good case and brought some very good public policy reasons for this change forward. I'm just not convinced that it's the right thing to do. So I'm going to be voting against these, but that's a different issue than whether it should move to another committee for further analysis at this time. And it does have a judiciary referral, I believe, after this. And it's going to take, finance referral after this. And it's going to take 14 votes on the floor of the Senate to pass also. And I'm a no vote at this time. So I think it has a long way to go.
Thank you, Senator Donnelly. Only comment I wanted to make is this is the only opportunity that the public will ever get on this subject. Because they cannot bring this subject by initiative. They're completely barred from bringing this subject by initiative. So those people who testified in support of this legislation, who currently feel very disenfranchised by this system of ours, this is their only alternative, is to say, wait a minute, we need to be brought into this process too. And I think they have that right as a citizen to stand up and say, yes, we may be a smaller group of people, we may live in a more rural area, but our opinion should be worth something, too, our vote should mean something on a petition. And the failure to come to us and discuss these matters with us is somewhat arrogant, and we don't appreciate it. So we'd like a proportional representation. And I certainly hear that very strongly from these people. And I don't hear any response back, because if the little folks, so to speak, living in the smaller communities, could bring this matter to a card table in the car store in Anchorage, they still can't get it on the ballot. This is the only place it can get on the ballot. And so we need to have that debate here. It needs to be a very very thorough one, and we need to exhaust all of our resources as we go about it. I appreciate the good comments on both sides. But personally, I would just as soon see this matter move on to the Finance Committee. And as Senator Donnelly's very appropriately said, it's going to take 14 votes on the floor to ever get it to passing. So, and I think those are going to be very heated discussions. And I think it's a long way to go yet. But as I said, I will be entertaining additional remedies. That this is not, we're not closing the door on Buckley, and we're certainly not closing the door on a separate resolution on the question of wildlife management by the ballot box. So. With that, Madam Secretary?
The motion is to move it from committee within committee recommendations. Yes.
Senator Curry?
Yes.
Senator Ellis?
No.
Chairman?
Yes. Bill and resolution moved from committee with individual recommendations.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
On seven, we still have another one. Yes. Senator Ellis had the priority there. Go ahead.
It's a committee matter that I'd like to discuss after we're finished with the business before you.
No problem. No problem. House Bill 45 is moved. House Resolution Number 7 is before us.
I'd move. I thought I did already. I'd move.
Oh, they're separate. Okay.
Object.
House Resolution Number 7 has been the motion been made to move it from committee with individual recommendations. There is objection to that motion.
Mr. Chairman, I
further discussion, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for all the reasons I stated before and won't repeat here, but this is the appropriate committee for us to take an up or down vote, not just to pass the buck on to the Finance Committee. I know what the arguments could be made to just say, let's let the Finance Committee and the full Senate body deal with it, but I don't think that's good enough. This is really where there should be an up or down vote on the merits or demerits of this taking away Alaskans' rights in this way. So, you know, people can hang their hat wherever they would like, and I've heard that all before, but it's too important to just pass the buck. I think we ought to be voting yes or no, our true positions here.
Thank you very much. Senator Donnelly.
I think people are going to be voting their true positions by how they recommend the on the committee report. So I'm going to recommend do not pass. That's my position. And at this time, I'd vote no on the floor of the Senate, too. So that's taking a position.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. I didn't mean true positions. Or to use, that was a poor choice of words. I meant, you know, position on the merits of the legislation.
Sure.
And people will sign the committee. I do wish more that the committee recommendations were better publicized. We ought to do a better job getting that information out to folks.
Well, that's part of the record on the bill, and it's one of the most important things we keep on records.
Absolutely.
On bills, so people have access to that. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. Chairman, since we're all having the truth and signing committee reports, I'm signing no recommendation. I'm not necessarily in favor of the way this is written right now, but I know we're going to have an opportunity to work on it in finance, and I know that my goal in this is to fix Representative Williams' problems on the disproportionate signatures that are coming out of his district. You know, I can see some additional research on this from the last maybe 10 petitions that we've seen. Maybe the property tax initiative is a strange one. Maybe that nobody wanted to sign it down there. But maybe a couple earlier ones had a lot of signatures down there. That has not been presented before us in testimony, and those are the things we'll look at up in finance. If it's deemed necessary to, or appropriate or whatever, like Mr. Jacobus recommended that we do ballot box biology on another initiative, that may be how it goes, or what we finally end up with. But at this point in time, I am signing no recommendation for it to move our committee.
For those in the public who may be concerned, and I'm doing the same thing, so I'm not satisfied with where we're at on it, and I'm expecting a lot more work to be done on it. But motion before us, and there's objection raised, is to House Joint Resolution Number 7, moving from committee with individual recommendations. Madam Secretary?
Senator Ellis?
Object. No.
Senator Donnelly?
Yes.
Senator Charlie?
Yes.
Chairman Taylor?
Yes. Moves from committee with individual recommendations. I don't think we have anything else scheduled for today's agenda. Thank you, everyone. I thought you wanted to talk off after we got done. Or do you?
No. I meant on the record.
Oh, okay.
When we were finished with business.
I won't adjourn. No, I was.
Thank you. I just wanted to make a request to you, Mr. Chairman. You've handled the committee well when there have been heated opinions on various sides of issues. I would ask that in the future that any interruptions when you granted the floor to a member of the committee be based on a point of order, and that you decide if it's a legitimate point of order rather than just interruptions by one committee member of another, because
that
can lead to hard feelings that really aren't necessary.
I know that, Senator Ellis, and we all probably need to watch our comments a little closer at times so we don't get into personal matters.
If any committee should run by points of order or proper procedure, it would be this one.
And I certainly have no problem with that, and if you note something like that in the future, please raise it to my attention, and I'll be happy to.
If that happens again, I'll be the first to speak up.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I would also recommend that the facts of the placement for committees be true facts.
Absolutely.
And I won't have to make point of order.
Understood. Now, can we adjourn, guys?
Okay.
Nothing further? We are adjourned.